We're going to take a short break for one of our sponsors. I haven't tried this one, but it looks well worth checking out if weight loss has been an ongoing challenge for you. Robody pairs medication options with diet and exercise modifications to achieve your desired goal. Before being prescribed any medication, patients complete an online medical visit, lab test, and more to see if you're right for their program. You can sign up online, which means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Their data shows that average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/untangle. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 a month for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/untangle. Now, back to our show. We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're thinking about starting your own podcast, you might want to check out Spotify. Spotify has a platform that lets you make a podcast super easily and then distribute it everywhere and even monetize it. And all of these features are in one place. And even better, it's free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters. Check it out and see how it works. Now, on to Untangle. Welcome to Untangle, the podcast from Meditation Studio. I'm Patricia Karpus. In today's special edition of Untangle, we offer an Earth Day meditation by Elisha Goldstein. In this meditation, he guides us to feel gratitude for all that the planet gives us and helps us appreciate that we're all connected to it and to each other every minute of our lives. He says, commit to live in a way that expresses deep love for this planet and for all of life. Let that commitment and connection invigorate you as you take action each and every day. Now, here's the meditation by Elisha Goldstein, What the World Needs.
Just take a moment to sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. If it feels more comfortable, allow them to remain open and just take a few deep breaths. Become aware of how your body's feeling as you start the day. Notice if there's any tension or holding anywhere. And if there is, notice how with this awareness you might allow that to soften or adjust your body as needed. Also noticing how you're starting the day emotionally, what's here, if there's a sense of tiredness or energy, frustration, irritation, or maybe there's calm or excitement. Maybe just a feeling doesn't really have a name, just sensing into this body how it's feeling physically, emotionally. I'm beginning to become aware of how this body's naturally breathing. And breathing in and just sensing the breath coming in. Breathing out, just sensing the breath going out as it's happening. Starting to become acquainted with the natural rhythm of your body breathing as you begin this day. As you're settling into a state of presence and awareness, consider at this time what the world needs more of. More kindness, reverence of nature, protecting life on this planet. Maybe thriving wildlife and forests that continue to produce beauty for our eyes and oxygen to survive. Noticing what the world needs more of. What's healthy for this world? Now consider what the world needs to release. Global stress, human disconnection, overconsumption, overfishing, world hunger, or maybe even pollution. What does this world need to release? I'm taking a moment now to sense your connection to this planet. Remembering you were born on this planet and it's this very planet that sustains you. And maybe even how you will eventually be released back to this earth. Coming back to the breath. Breathing in and sensing the breath coming in. Breathing out and sensing the breath going out as it's happening. Breath by breath. And as you're breathing, imagine yourself as a conduit for this planet, where whatever you breathe in, the planet receives. And whatever you breathe out, the planet releases. So breathing in whatever you feel is healthy and nourishing for this earth, sustainable choices, strength, sense of interconnection amongst people and beings. And breathing out, releasing what is unhealthy or depleting to the planet. Stress, violence, greed, hate, overconsumption. You know, around the globe, food production, distribution, management, and waste threaten wildlife. Wild places in the planet itself daily. So breathing in what is healthy, visualizing the earth taking this nourishment through you. Breathing out what is unhealthy, visualizing the earth releasing any toxic forces, pain and suffering. Now taking a moment to go a bit deeper, allowing yourself just to settle into the feeling of giving that is here, to the feeling of a grounded and open heart. Breathing in, the earth takes in what's needed and nourishing. Breathing out, the earth releases what is destructive and depleting. Taking a few moments here, to continue breathing in what's needed and nourishing, breathing out what's destructive and depleting. And as we bring this practice to a close, placing your hands on your abdomen or heart or both, consider repeating this intention back to yourself for today. May I live each moment with compassion and awareness for this precious home, which includes myself. And now make a commitment to yourself for the day to live in a way that expresses this deep love for the planet and all life. Your wellspring for loving this planet is limitless, and our actions are deeply interconnected with all living things. Know that as you do this, as you continue with these intentions, you're releasing them into fertile ground of pure possibility. And the more you do this, the more beautiful the bloom will be.